So first off, we just want to thank you so much, Pierre, for inviting us to be here today, and for you guys, thank you for letting us be here today. We love Shetty Camp. It's beautiful up here, and if we could, we would definitely move, but it's a little far.
Are we okay? Yep, go ahead. Okay.
So we are excited to be here today to share with all of you a bit about the opportunity that God is giving us and how he brought us to this point. Pete and I were both blessed to grow up with parents who loved the Lord and served in ministry. My parents worked full-time for our church, and Pete's were missionaries in Kenya. So for both of us, ministry was a natural part of life. When we got married, we knew that we wanted to be open to God's leading no matter where he decided to take us. And over the past 5 years, we have seen God leading us each step of the way in our journey. For the past several years, Pete and I have felt God pulling us towards some type of full-time ministry. We knew that ministry was something we were interested in, but we didn't know how that looked. Then 2 years ago, we started our journey into full-time missions with a trip to Kenya with Africa Inland Mission to work at a boarding school for missionary kids. Our backgrounds in teaching and recreation seemed to fit with the school environment, so we were hoping that that was going to be it. But after our 8-month assignment, we felt God steering us home to Alberta. Unsure of what God had in store, we attended a mission conference in February and were surprised when One Hope Canada, which used to be called the Canadian Sunday School Mission, visited us. We knew of the mission but had never really thought of missions here in Canada being an option for us. We started to pray about it and started a conversation with One Hope, and amazingly, it felt like a good fit. One Hope Canada is a mission with a passion for spreading the gospel to the unreached here in Canada. The primary way they do this is through summer camp ministry. One Hope works in all 10 provinces, and their staff is made up of full-time missionaries and volunteers. After speaking with the central office, we were connected to the camp here in Cape Breton. Camp director for this past summer. In April, the camp's board spoke with us, interviewed us, and then offered us the position, and we decided to accept. It amazed us that God would find a place that was far from what we were used to, it's all the way across the country, then that was for Pete, but then still had a Tim Hortons, which was for me. As the summer progressed, we continued to pray over whether this was the next step in our journey. And we feel that God is clearly asking us to be here in Cape Breton for the next few years. We are excited to come on as full-time missionaries with One Hope Canada and serve year-round as directors at Cape Breton Bible Camp. We look forward to seeing the good things that he will do, and we pray that we can bring hope and encouragement to the people of this island. Since One Hope Canada is a faith-based mission, we are trusting in God to provide for all our needs, and this includes financial. But most importantly, we need lots of prayer. Peter and I will not be successful in this ministry on our own. We need God blazing our trail and fellow believers praying for us constantly so we can stay on track. We know this will be a challenging role for us, and we know we will be stretched at times. Even right now, there are so many logistical issues before us such as finding a place to live, moving our stuff from Alberta, and of course, finances. Please consider coming behind us in prayer. And if you're interested in doing that, we would encourage you to sign up for our prayer letter. We'll have a sign-up sheet with us after the service. So Pete's going to talk a little bit more just about the camp and about missions in Canada.
Okay, thank you.
Hello? This one's a little better here. Okay, so before we get going, I'm going to have a quick contest, okay? So, the question there is, what do the following list of countries have in common? And if you win, first person to shout it out will get a t-shirt. And we have more than small, so I have a bunch of extras in the trunk. They do have people, but that's not the right answer. I think you're probably right, but that's not it. They do. They do, but that's not the right answer. There's a lot of similarities. You guys got me. Anyone else? No. No. All right. No. Well, basically, they're countries that have a lot of need. And that, who said that? That there's a lot of need. Florence. Okay, Florence, you get the T-shirt. All right. So the answer to the question is, all those countries up there have a higher percentage of evangelical Christians than Cape Breton Island. So that might be hard to believe, but it's true. There's a couple others, actually, that I didn't put up there that I didn't think you would believe. I'm going to say it. Like North Korea apparently has 1.5%, 1% here on the island. So needless to say, we're on quite a mission field here. And you all live here, and you experience it day to day. Ash and I are new to the area, and that's why we're here. We're here to be missionaries. So the camp really is a light on this island, and it's an effective ministry. It has been for a number of years. Every summer, youth are getting saved at that camp, and this summer was no different. Just some figures to throw at you here. We had about 350 campers over the summer. We had 19 people that, on our records, came to know the Lord. We had about 40 that renewed their commitments and were assured of their faith. And this is one that I really appreciate. Almost half were unchurched. And so when you register, we get to know a little bit about everybody. And almost half didn't come from a church background at all. And many of them heard the gospel for the first time. So definitely a very effective ministry. So some of the challenges that we did face during the summer, and all these, you know, took a lot of prayer. And we prayed for them almost every day. And it's amazing that God worked through all of them there. But facilities and equipment breakdowns. I had no idea camp would be like this. You basically need a full-time facility guy. Pretty much everything that could break down did break down at some point, and they're all back up and running now. We had a really young staff. We had, I would say the majority were between 13 and 16, and we would like to see that number up closer to 20, to college-age kids. So we asked a lot of our staff. We asked them to not act their age. And they did a very good job at it, let me say that. So we did ask a lot. They did come through for us. But moving forward, we'd like that is a prayer item still, is to come up with a bit more of an older, mature staff. Troubled campers. It was amazing the issues that campers bring with them to camp. And, of course, they do rear their heads at camp. And so we had to deal with some discipline issues. And it was amazing as we looked into God's word, as we tried to apply the principles and as we counseled them in a way through the Bible, we were able to deal with some of those issues up there. I also wanted to acknowledge that goes into a summer here at camp, okay? We have a camp board that has 10 board members, which is chaired by Pierre. And all the members are very active and very, very well-grounded. So a strong camp board. We have about 30 summer staff, and again, that was that younger group I was talking about. And they are there pretty much every week throughout the summer, counseling, doing the dishes, cleaning toilets, that kind of thing. We had about 15 extra volunteers that came just for a week here, a week there. And thank you, Florence, in the back. Florence helped out in the kitchen one week. We had a pre-camp work bee, and I estimate about 40 people showed up for those. We also have some directors ourselves. There was another couple, Corey and Amy, who you might remember. I believe they came up here for 1 week, and they did a great job as well. Danny and Darlene, are you guys familiar with them? Okay, good. Yeah, so Danny helps out with the maintenance as well. And then, of course, one great God, and he really did make everything possible this summer. So, again, you know, if I refer back to a couple slides ago, it takes about 100 people, I would estimate, in a summer to do our job, and maybe more as we move forward and try and enhance what we're doing. So there's plenty of ways that people like yourselves can be involved if you'd like to, okay? I'm going to flip through here. So the number one way would be to pray for us, okay? There's all sorts of things that happen in a week of camp, and we need lots of prayer behind us, and we need to stay focused on him, and it's hard to do some. We need all sorts of volunteers, and everybody here has a skill, and we employ all sorts of people, whether you're a carpenter, or you like to bake, or you want to be a counselor or anything like that. So you're not too old. That's another thing. If you want to be a counselor, there's no age limit, as long as you're not below 13 or something like that. So definitely consider doing that for a week next summer. That would be great. I would appreciate it if you'd promote the camp to your friends. So don't be afraid to let maybe a grandchild or a son, daughter, some child know about the camp, and then encourage them to invite a friend as well. So definitely we want to kind of expand our reach with youth here on the island. We do get a lot of the same kids out, and we'd like to expand that. And we can add a camp here and there as numbers increase. And then the last thing I want to mention is financially supporting the camp. There, we do have a lot of need. We came out of a summer where I told you a lot of things broke down, so there is currently some need financially as well. So if you want to be involved in any of those ways, you know, you just need to come and talk to me. Probably talk to Pierre as well at any time, and he could probably connect you. Probably end up talking to me eventually. But we do have all sorts of need. So anyway, that's our presentation for today. Thank you very much. That's it. So, again, you know, if I refer back to